Hello and welcome to Resource Stock Digest. This is Mark Colvin. Today I am speaking with Mickey Fulp. He is better known as the Mercenary Geologist. Mickey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Mark. How are you?
Oh, doing great. I always enjoy our conversations. You know, a lot of times we keep it in the arena of stocks, but this time of year it's fun because we're baseball fan adversaries and our rivalry gets renewed once again. So I'll say good luck to your Cardinals, but I have a feeling my Dodgers are going to beat them this year.
Well, we've beaten you a couple of times lately, so you may be right. It might be the Dodgers' turn this time, but I certainly think that those two teams should be locks for the playoffs anyway.
I think so, but people are here not to talk baseball, so let's get into the resources. You know, I want to get your overall opinion on current status of the markets. We've had a few years here of basically a bear trending market, and seemingly it feels like we're either establishing a base or that we're slowly bouncing off of one. And so what are your thoughts on the overall resource markets?
Well, I think it's getting better. And I have a piece out entitled that, It's Getting Better. We arguably hit the low in late June, right before the heart of the summer doldrums. The Venture Exchange Index, which is the best proxy we have, hit a low of 860. That low below 900 was tested again at the end of tax loss season in mid-December. If memory serves, it was 886 then. And we've been pretty much on the uptick since then. It's been a little bit of a rough week. The Venture Index hit a high of 1046 a couple of weeks ago, and it's drifted back down, and most of that pullback has been this week. But all in all, it feels better. It looks better. The good companies are starting to prosper. There's money available both from typical financings, and then also we see that I think that some private hedge funds are probably moving back in commodities because they've been beaten up, so that always helps.
I'm feeling the same way. There seems to be a renewed energy, pun intended here, in the resource sector, and I'm looking for better things ahead. So what commodities do you think are going to perform the best?
Well, I'm a contrarian, so my top three commodities right now would be, for a contrarian play, certainly uranium. Uranium stocks and the spot price have been down, down, down. The spot price is still less than $35 a pound. But by the same token, the uranium equities started to move in mid-December, and for the most part, they have performed very well since then. And I'm talking specifically about the U.S. producers, and that's been my sweet spot. We picked a couple of stocks, one at the end of December, got a double on that in 9 weeks, picked another one about 3 weeks ago, just about the time that the uranium business started to pull back a bit. But these are mid to long-term plays, and so that's where I've been focused. I also like copper. I'm a mid to long-term copper bull. I hold a couple of copper development stocks, and tungsten's on my list. We've got a very nice tungsten company in Portugal that I've written up. And I actually have a tungsten property in Nevada for sale right now. So did a little work on that today. Have an interested party that we're hopeful we can do a deal with.
Okay. And I always like to zoom in on a specific company that we both know about. And today I'd like to hear your words and thoughts on a company that actually in the near future is no longer going to exist. It's been acquired. And if you look at the recent past, it's a pretty good success story for shareholders. And the company's Animas Resources that was recently acquired by GoGold. I'd like to hear your thoughts and commentary on what us new shareholders of GoGold can expect going forward.
I'll preface my remarks by saying I was quite pleased with the way this all played out. Animas was trading somewhere in the 3 or 4 or 5 cent range before it had a takeover offer. It was then subject to a hostile by another party, which led GoGold to make another offer, bump their offer up. And so this went back and forth for, geez, I think 6 weeks or something. And finally, it was settled. And the stock we got as shareholders, we got 7 cents in cash. We got 8 cents equivalent in stock of GoGold, and that was based on a 94 cent valuation. GoGold closed at $1.60 today. So we've done quite well on this. I was a very early on shareholder of Onimus. I participated in, I think, four or five private placements. And the company was struggling, but it fits real well into the GoGold portfolio, specifically the idea that at Santa Gertrudis, which is Onimus's flagship property, there's some small mines that can be put back into production very quickly. And then GoGold's got the Parral Tailings Project, which is being commissioned right now, and it's got a couple of really nice projects in the Sierra Madre of Mexico. So it all fit together really well, and I'm just happy as a clam about this whole thing.
Yeah, it's nice. Again, if you look over the recent history of where Animas was pretty much stuck at, this is a good win for shareholders, and I'm happy that the deal got done. There's going to be progress now made once again in Santa Gertrudis, and as you mentioned, all the other potential that is tucked under GoGold's umbrella. So looking forward to that. Mickey, thanks for your time today. I enjoyed chatting with you as always, and I look forward to the next talk. Hopefully it'll be when I can gloat a little bit as far as the standings are concerned.
Yeah. Well, it's a 162-game schedule. We can't forget that.
Absolutely. It is a long season.
Looks like a fun season upcoming.
So, everybody, Mickey Fulp, the Mercenary Geologist, mercenarygeologist.com is his website. Go and check it out. Mickey, talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot, Mark.